Leg out. Welcome and Happy New Year from the Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, as we ring in the new year with some NBA G League action as the Greensboro Swarm take on the Windy City Bulls. As you are listening to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network here on SportstownChicago.com. I'm Derek Tate alongside Fidel Dominguez, Ryan Fahey with Trevor Foster on the sideline. Ryan, today's matchup features two teams carrying a significant amount of momentum into 2019, but no team is hotter in the NBA G League than the Windy City Bulls, who have won five straight.
Yeah, you know, the Stockton Kings and Santa Cruz Warriors may have a debate about that because they've won four and five respectively. But you know what? Yeah, I'm going to say the Windy City Bulls are the hottest team in the G League coming into 2019. You look at some of the wins that they've had, too. They've been great quality wins against division opponents and against the other conference in the West, especially against probably the best team right now as a whole through the G League season in the Oklahoma City Blue, where they got up to a 19-9 start in the first quarter. It was a 12-0 run in that opening quarter, and they never looked back. Brandon Sampson had 17 points and 5 assists in his debut with Windy City as the new two-way player for the Chicago Bulls and Windy City Bulls organizations. And then you've got the production from C.J. Fair. Last three games, 20.6 points a game, 11 rebounds. This team has finally found its offensive rhythm, and there's no stopping it at the moment.
Yeah, C.J. Fair has been absolutely fantastic. He's got four straight double-double performances heading into tonight's contest. Now, on the flip side of the coin, the Greensboro Swarm have won seven of their last eight, including two straight. So what should the Bulls be concerned about facing off against the red-hot Swarm team?
It's going to have to be Chinanu Onuaku. This dude is a walking double-double, the former second-round pick of the NBA draft with the Houston Rockets back in 2016, the Louisville product averaging just over 16 points a game, almost 13 rebounds a game in 20 games so far this year. A 57% shooter. This is a 6'9 center from Lanham, Maryland that can cause you havoc on the inside part of the paint. And if you get him to the free throw line, yeah, he only shoots 62%, but he has a rather unique style as he kind of does the old Rick Barry flick with the thumb and go underhand approach.
I love it. Kind of picked it up from Rick Pitino during his time with the Louisville Cardinals. Like you mentioned, a double-double machine. During that last eight-game span, 17 points per game to go along with 14 rebounds. He's an absolute monster.
Yeah, he is. And an interesting thing here about this Greensboro Swarm team, they're a top 10 offense in almost every category. 10th in points per game, 10th in field goal percentage, 8th from downtown, 9th in assists, tied for 3rd in rebounds. But the other thing here, too, is that in fourth quarters of the last couple of games in this two-game winning streak that they're on, they've only combined for 47 points in the fourth quarter. So the offense has gotten a little steady at the end of games, even though they've still been able to come out with victories because of the nice starts they've had. That's something I want to keep an eye on here. Can Greensboro try to keep any momentum on their side in the fourth quarter, and can Windy City counter it and make something out of their own?
Two teams trying to build some momentum heading into 2019 as we kick things off. We're going to go ahead and kick it off to the public address announcer here for the national anthem.
And your Windy City Bulls! We now ask that you please draw our attention to the honor of your grass with a singing to our national anthem. And here you are for the Star Spangled Banner. Please welcome Tom Hopper. Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
rendition of the national anthem here at the Sears Center Arena as we near tip-off. So we're going to go ahead and jump into these starting lineups. We'll go ahead and start with the visiting Greensboro Swarm. So to start things off, number 7, Dwayne Bacon, a guard from Florida State. Whenever he plays, it seems like good things happen for the Swarm.
Yeah, on assignment once again from the Charlotte Hornets, Dwayne Bacon in the game against Fort Wayne, 22 points, 8 rebounds, 10 of 25 shooting was Dwayne Bacon in that one. And he's, in the last couple of games in their two-game winning streak, he's taken 41 shots. So the ball has gone through number 7 for the Greensboro Swarm and Dwayne Bacon. They're probably going to do the same kind of offense here tonight.
Over the 4 games that he's played over these last 8 games, 21 points per game, 8 rebounds. Now at guard, number 12, Sam Thompson. What do you think of him?
Well, Sam Thompson, a former Chicago, Illinois product. He's from the area, product of Whitney Young High School, the home of the Dolphins. As if you follow Illinois high school basketball, Whitney Young has been a perennial basketball powerhouse in the IHSA, the Illinois High School Association. Former Ohio State product of the Delaware 87ers and now the Delaware Bluecoats. Grand Rapids Tri-Plane over in Budapest. This guy, he's very efficient. He's a very good guard. You know, defensively, the 6'3 guard can really get an adjutant when it comes to being a defensive workhorse. So he may annoy you from the guard spot against Windy City tonight.
Another guard that may be a nuisance to the Windy City Bulls, number 13, Joe Chile from Charleston.
Yeah, the Orlando, Florida product, part of the Charlotte Hornets Summer League team. Very good offensively, just under 16 points a game in 20 games so far this season. He's kind of a really good all-around 6'4 guard, averaging just over 4 rebounds, just under 6 assists a game, and he's 40% from downtown, so he can't shoot the long ball for the Greensboro Swarm.
Then standing at 6'10 from Columbia University, number 18, Luke Petrasek.
Yeah, the 6'3 guard from East Northport, New York. It was also another product of the Charlotte Hornets Summer League team. His grandfather, Connie Simmons, was a former New York Knick from 1949 to 1954. So basketball is in his blood.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we already mentioned the double-double machine himself, number 32, Chinanu Onuwaku, 6'9", 250 from Louisville.
Yeah, the former Rio Grande Valley Viper and the Louisville standout, averaging just over 16 points a game, 12.7 rebounds. This dude, all eyes are going to be on number 32 tonight here for Greensboro.
Now kicking off on the other side for the host, Windy City Bulls, we've got number 25, 5-1 are the Bulls since Walt Lemon Jr., number 25, has arrived in town.
How much of an impact does he have for Charlie Henry's squad? This is a guy that really can facilitate the ball all around. He's the big reason why they've won 5 in a row. That's why this offense has been flowing ever so smoothly.
Speaking of smoothly, one of the best strokes from downtown for the Windy City Bulls, number 11 from Kentucky, Michael Mulder.
Yeah, he kind of fell off a little bit in against that Oklahoma City game back on the 28th, but I expect him to have a nice rebound performance here tonight because he does shoot better at home than he does on the road.
The 6'5 guard, newly acquired former LSU Tiger product, Brandon Sampson.
Yeah, Sampson, the other two-way player for the Windy City Bulls alongside, of course, Raleigh Alkins. 17 points, 5 assists in his debut for Windy City against the Oklahoma City Blue back on December 28th. I expect nice things out of him because so far as a whole, he's averaging just over 17 points a game, 85% as well from the free throw line. Because this is a Windy City team that isn't the greatest at the free throw line, he can also provide that boost.
A player that's really starting to hit his stride and finish 2018 as strong as any Windy City Bull, number 5, the forward from Syracuse, C.J. Fair.
I wouldn't be surprised if you can call him right now one of the best players in the Eastern Conference in the G League right now because this dude is putting up some spectacular numbers in the last 3 games. 20.6 points a game, 11 rebounds. We talked about it in the pregame show. This dude is also a huge defensive anchor for Charlie Henry's team.
And then finally, the big man, number 17, 6'8", from Memphis. And he's actually averaging 11 points over his last 3 starts, Farrakhan Hall.
Yeah, you know what? And Charlie Henry, when I talked to him in the pregame, said that he gives him a lot of credit for his role because he's been coming off the bench. He's starting, coming off the bench, now starting again. Farrakhan Hall is a great team player, and he does rather well in any role that he's basically given for this team.
For the Greensboro Swarm, the man in charge, it's going to be Joe Wolf and Charlie Henry for the Windy City Bulls.
Yeah, Joe Wolf, the former North Carolina product of Dean Smith back in the 80s, a former first-round pick with the LA Clippers in the late 80s, and has been coaching in the collegiate and G League levels since 2003 onward.
Both teams trying to climb their respective divisions in their Eastern Conference now. The Bulls sit in 9th place in the Eastern Conference in the G League, 2nd in the Central Division with a 10-12 record. The Greensboro Swarm tied atop the Southeast Division with an 11-9 record. As we are underway here in the Greensboro Swarm, have handled the opening tip as Joe Chile brings it into midcourt. Here is Dwayne Bacon, kicks it. That's an errant pass. Petrasek handles it, tries to dump it down to Onowaku. That one's a turnover.
And these are two teams that are really clean with the basketball when it comes to not turning it over. So something like that from Greensboro, if they're going to be doing that early, take advantage of that if you're Windy City.
Here's C.J. Fair. He's going to go ahead and inbound it to Walt Lemon Jr. Walt Lemon Jr. has been absolutely fantastic ever since arriving on the spot. Has three double-doubles since arriving with the Windy City Bulls. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. on Petrasek. Goes to the tough left-handed finish. Farrakhan Hall on the glass. Can't handle it. Here comes Onowaku. He's running the break. Three on three. Onowaku goes right at C.J. Fair with the spin move. No good. Gets his own miss. Here's Chile. Oh, nice pump fake into the lane and finishes with a right-handed finger roll.
Yeah, he kind of got Lemon there faking for the shot, perhaps trying to jump out at the perimeter, and he takes advantage on the inside part where there was really no Windy City player around.
Chile averaging 15 points a game. Here's a dribble handoff to Michael Mulder. Mulder goes to the glass. That one might have been swatted away from Petrasek. Here comes Chile. Chile pulls up in transition for three. That one is off the mark and tipped out of bounds by Dwayne Bacon.
Yeah, that's going to be the matchup now as we're seeing it here early on, Fair and Onowaku, because that's going to be the battle. Whoever wins that one, that could be how this outcome is going to be determined here tonight.
On the glass, story old as time. Here as we 2-0 lead for the Swarm, 15 on the shot clock, 10:44, and here is Brandon Sampson. Wild shot. That one is handled by Onowaku, kicks it up to Chile. Chile kicks it over. Here's Dwayne Bacon. He fires for three. That one just off the mark. Fair with the rebound. Fair brings it across midcourt at the top of the key, looking to drop it off to Lemon Jr. Instead, he decides to go right at Onowaku. Onowaku strips it. Bulls retain possession.
Kind of surprised there wasn't a foul. I thought I heard an arm slap instead of the ball as that one went out of bounds, though.
Swarm on top, 2-0 with 10:24 remaining in the opening quarter. Bulls having a little bit of a discussion on who should inbound the ball. New Year's Day contest here in Sears Center Arena. Lemon Jr. swings it over to Mulder, who's in the corner. Back to the top of the key. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. Screen from C.J. Fair. Now he's got the switch on the big. He tries to drop it off. Here's Mulder, corner three. That one hits front iron. Onowaku with the rebound. Here comes Bacon. He brings it across midcourt for the Swarm. They're on top, 2-0. Bacon goes right at Walt Lemon Jr., drops it off to Onowaku, cannot finish with an easy layup. Here's Walt Lemon Jr., nice little Euro step right into Dwayne Bacon, finishes with the left-handed finger roll.
Yeah, that's a move, that's a finish that Lemon needs to make, and then on the other side of it, Onowaku, I don't know how he missed that layup earlier.
Chile right at Sampson, drops it off to Petrasek, drops it over to the left angle to Bacon Jr., that one is swatted away from C.J. Fair, and here come the Bulls. 2-2, we're knotted up. Here is Sampson. He fires for three and hits. That's a big three there from Brandon Sampson.
He's one of the best shooters in the G League from the three-point line. He's proven it here early on at the Sears Center.
5-2, Bulls on top with 9:19 remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Bacon, swings it over to Petrasek. Petrasek dribble handoff to Chile. Chile fakes the step-back jumper. Here's Petrasek, corner three. That one's off the mark. Mulder with the rebound. Bulls on top, 5-2, as we hit the 9-minute mark in the opening quarter. Farrakhan Hall drops it to Mulder. Mulder goes baseline at Bacon, drops it off. C.J. Fair thinks about a three, pulls up, and there's going to be a foul on the floor. That one's going to go on number 13, which is Joe Chile.
Yeah, and you saw the play there a couple possessions ago when you had Lemon trying to drive in on Onowaku. If you're going to try to be Walt Lemon Jr. getting inside the paint, you really better get in the fourth gear with your guard speed getting inside the paint like that, because more often than not, you're not going to win that battle.
Here's Walt Lemon Jr. dribbles left side, swings it back to Sampson. Sampson, tip pass, goes to Farrakhan Hall for three, and hits. That's a big one there. Bulls on top by six.
Farrakhan Hall really got his outside shooting game going earlier on in the season. Kind of tilted off a little bit, but appears early on maybe he can get it going again.
Bulls on top, 8-2 with 8:32 remaining in the opening quarter. Here is Dwayne Bacon Jr. His pass is tipped, intended for Onowaku. He gathers the loose ball. That one is missed. Rebound is Mulder. Here come the Bulls. Walt Lemon Jr. going right at Chile. Beautiful finish from Walt Lemon Jr.
Over the shoulder, keep your protection with the ball. Going to the rim, nice finish again, Walt Lemon Jr.
Walt Lemon Jr. gives the Bulls an 8-point lead. Here's Chile. Oh, a nice little behind-the-back drop off that could not be handled by Onowaku. Lemon Jr. the other way to Mulder, who finishes 10-point lead for the Bulls. And that's going to be a timeout from Joe Wolf here early on. The Windy City Bulls on top of the Greensboro Swarm, 12-2, as you are listening to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, nights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on SportsTownChicago.com.
Welcome back on New Year's Day here, 2019, at the Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates, as you are listening to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network here on SportsTownChicago.com. I'm Derek Tate here with Fidel Dominguez and Ryan Fahey with Trevor Foster on the sidelines. Bulls on top, 12-2. Quick 4 minutes and a great start for the Windy City Bulls, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, they've just been able to get inside and out. They've been able to make the outside shots a little bit. As we take a look at the box score here, as it's 12-2 start for the Windy City Bulls, it's been Walt Lemon Jr. We just talked about how he's been able to drive in 4 points on 2 of 3 shooting, along with a rebound for his credit. And then for Greensboro, they have not been able to shoot the ball at all. They're 1 of 8 so far through the first 3 minutes and 58 seconds of action. They're going to really want to get some better shots, because Onuwaku is 0 for 3, and I would say 2 of those shots were easy layups that he just missed.
Well, there were also dribble drop-offs, passes that he just couldn't seem to gather and go up with. So, I mean, there's been some decent look and movement from the Swarm offense. They're just not executing.
Yeah, well, if they want to try to get back into this down by 10, they better start executing quickly, because this can get out of hand really quick.
Early 10-point deficit for the Swarm. Bulls on top, 12-2 with just under 8 minutes left. Here is Onuwaku working on Farrakhan Hall on the right block. Picks up his dribble, goes to the right-handed jump hook, and finishes.
Well, he must have listened to me before what we just said coming out of that timeout.
Goes ahead and gets Onuwaku on the board. Bulls on top, 12-4. Here's Farrakhan Hall, left wing, drops it off to Sampson. Oh, a beautiful feed there to a cutting Michael Mulder.
How about that? Threading the needle inside the paint. The one bounce pass in. Mulder finishes nicely.
That's 4 points for Michael Mulder to start things off here. Bulls on top by 10, 14-4, 7:20 remaining. Here's Bacon straight away for three. That's a tough shot there from the Florida State product.
He actually looked like he may have been fouled there, going up for the 3-2. Luckily for the Bulls, that wasn't called.
First points for Dwayne Bacon, 14-7. Bulls on top at the 7:09 mark. In the opening quarter, here's Walt Lemon Jr. playing a two-man game with C.J. Fair. There's a nice little drop pass to Fair in the lane. He goes up, can't finish with the left hand. Bacon with the rebound. Here comes Bacon. He is double-teamed by Farrakhan Hall. Has to pick up his dribble. Drops it off to Petrasek at the top of the key. He takes a dribble and picks it up. Back out to Chile. Here comes Thompson going baseline at Mulder. Little pull-up right-handed jump hook, and it goes.
Yeah, he kind of got Mulder going on his back heel there, not really being set defensively, as he was kind of just pedaling back to try to set himself in the paint, but didn't have enough time.
First 2 points for Sampson. 14-9, Bulls on top. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. fires for three. That one off the mark. Chile with the rebound, and here come the Swarm. Bulls on top by 5. Bacon, pull-up jumper. Oh, he's got it going here early on. Big shot there for Bacon.
Well, I think they're actually going to be reviewing that the next time out to see if it was a 2 or 3. We'll keep an eye on that later, though.
Bacon is either going to have 5 or 6 on this contest. Bulls on top, 14-12. And here's C.J. Fair working on Onuwaku. That one is swatted away, denied by Onuwaku.
And a quick note here as well. I believe this is the first time here at the Sears Center we've had an all-female referee crew. Jenna Schroeder, Carlina Tobin, and Angelica Suffren are your officials for today's ballgame.
I like it. Starting things off, groundbreaking here in the Sears Center Arena. Here is Chile going at Lemon Jr. We're going to see if that one's going to be on the floor. That one is going to count on Walt Lemon Jr., a push in the back. He's going to get one more.
Yeah, you're seeing the Swarm get a little more aggressive. They're trying to get inside for their shot. And you were talking about groundbreaking stuff a moment ago. Chastity Melvin, the assistant coach for the Greensboro Swarm, is the first ever female coach in the Charlotte Hornets and Greensboro Swarm history, assigned in her first season with the Swarm. So another nice note of congratulations to her as well.
Absolutely. Congratulations is in store. 14-14. Quick 12-2 run here for the Swarm. 5:42 remaining. There's a turnover from Walt Lemon Jr. Onuwaku with the steal. Thompson gives it to Bacon, who finishes on the alley-oop.
You had a funny feeling something big was about to happen there, because it was a 3-on-1 the other way, and Farrakhan Hall was just caught in no man's land.
Great ball movement there from the Swarm. Swarm are now in the lead, 16-14, 5-20. Swarm, all of a sudden, a quick burst. 14 points. Here is Sampson working on Bacon, and he decides to go to the left-handed drive. He is cut off, and there's another turnover. Thompson with the steal. Here comes the Swarm. Oh, nice drop off to Petrasek, who couldn't handle it. Fair with the steal. Here comes C.J. Fair. He goes right at Bacon, splits Chile and Bacon, and finishes with the left hand.
Opposite hand with his left, finishing on the right side of the rim. A little bit of a tough angle, but nothing that C.J. Fair can't handle.
Beautiful job. That's the first points by C.J. Fair. Chile, it's poked away from Walt Lemon Jr. Swarm keep possession.
They mentioned how the Swarm have, well, swarmed their way back in as we get Raleigh Alkins and Kaiser Gates coming back in for Windy City. And you've also got Roscoe Smith in for the Swarm. It's a 14-4 run that the Greensboro Swarm are on in the last 3 minutes of this game.
Well, they've absolutely ratcheted up the defense. Three steals here in the opening quarter ever since that 8-minute mark that we hit. Here is Onowaku. Oh, nice drop-off pass to Joe Chile, who finishes for the easy layup.
Yeah, and a lot more crisp passes here from Greensboro coming off of that timeout they called when there was just over 8 minutes to play in the first quarter here.
Swarm on top, 18-16, 4:32 remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Kaiser Gates. He fires for three and hits. That's a big three there. And Kaiser Gates heats up right off the bench.
Yeah, he led the Windy City Bulls to 22 points in that 104-90 victory over the Blue. The hot shooting touch carrying over to 2019.
Kaiser Gates has been absolutely on fire from downtown. Speaking of downtown, there is a three-point attempt from Bacon off the mark. Rebound goes to C.J. Fair. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. Just over 4 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Sampson, corner three, and hits. That's a big one there, and the Bulls have retaken the lead and have a four-point advantage.
This quarter has been quite the momentum of swings here. Who can have the long runs, and who can shoot the ball at the hottest time?
22-18. Bulls on top of the Swarm, just under the four-minute mark. There's a touch pass to Onowaku, who can't finish. Rebound goes to Kaiser Gates. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. He's cut off by Chile. Here's a screen from Gates. Kicks it over to the newly entered Raleigh Alkins, who is fouled and will go to the line.
And Raleigh Alkins got his first call up to Chicago not that long ago. Living his dream with the NBA Chicago Bulls squad as he's at the line shooting. Alkins so far here in Windy City in 19 games, averaging just under 15 points on 45% shooting. But as he misses the first one off the front of the rim, and he got a hockey line change of subs as we got Isaiah Wilkins, Kent Barber, and who else? Zach Smith. There we go. I figured it out. And VJ Beecham now in for Windy City, so I handled it.
All on your own. Well done. Well done. That's
happy New Year to me on that one. I haven't lost a step yet.
Catch your breath. As Raleigh Alkins misses his first offering at the free throw line, and actually goes, he comes up empty on that trip. Alkins goes 0-for-2, and the score remains 22-18. Bulls on top of the Swarm. Here's Dwayne Bacon for three. That one is off the mark. C.J. Fair handles the rebound and kicks it over to C.J. Beecham. Gates fires for three. Yes, sir. That's another three there from Kaiser Gates. What can you say about Kaiser Gates? He's been absolutely on fire from downtown, especially during the winning streak here for the Windy City Bulls. And there is a travel from Roscoe Smith.
That's not something you want to show there to your head coach and Joe Wolf when you come in right off the bench trying to give some kind of spark for a team that was struggling a little bit offensively and not trying to turn the ball over. You can't really have those kind of plays.
Kaiser Gates, two double-doubles in the last three games, including shooting 45% from downtown his last two contests. He fires again. That one is off the mark. Offensive rebound goes to C.J. Fair. There's a cutting Raleigh Alkins, who finishes with the finger roll.
He even had Beecham in the left corner wide open for three as well, so plenty of options there after the offensive rebound for C.J. Fair.
Windy City Bulls back up by nine, 27-18, 2:40 remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Dwayne Bacon. Goes right through the teeth of the Bulls defense and finishes with the layup. Bulls on top by seven, 27-20, just under the 2 minute and 30 second mark. Here's a jumper from Lemon Jr. who connects, and the lead swells back to nine. 2:20 and counting. Bulls on top by nine. Oh, there's a beautiful cut and a two-handed jam from Smith, and there's going to be a timeout from Charlie Henry. So 2:14 remaining in the opening quarter. Bulls on top by seven, 29-22 over the Greensboro Swarm. We'll be right back as you are listening to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network here on SportstownChicago.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportstownChicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center Arena. 2:14 remaining in the opening quarter as you are listening to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network here on SportstownChicago.com. I'm Derek Tate here with Ryan Fahey and Fidel Dominguez. Fidel, quick time out there from Charlie Henry, but the Bulls have already put up 29 points in the first 10 minutes of this opening quarter. What do you like so far for the Bulls?
The momentum's just swinging back and forth, and I love how Kaiser Gates is shooting the three-pointer. Continuing what he left, where he left off on 2018.
Oh, Kaiser Gates is red hot from downtown, including a lot of his point output has really jumped up, especially now that Jakarr Sampson is no longer with the team.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what you need when someone leaves a team like Jakarr Sampson. It's that next man up mentality.
How about this? Three Windy City Bulls with 6 points: Brandon Sampson, Walt Lemon Jr., and the aforementioned Kaiser Gates. Bulls on top, 29-22. Just about to hit the two-minute mark as Thomas Wilder enters the game for the Bulls. Here's Kaiser Gates. Here's his three. That's the third three of the opening quarter for Kaiser Gates.
And he had a man right on him and still hit him. Wow.
Bulls on top by 10, 32-22. Here's Roscoe Smith from the elbow and hits. That's a nice jumper there from Roscoe Smith. Bulls on top by 8, 32-24. 1:40 remaining. Here's Raleigh Alkins at the right angle. Gets a nice moving screen there from Kaiser Gates. Here's C.J. Fair. He puts the ball on the floor. Goes right at Smith. Can't finish. Kept alive by Kaiser Gates. Kicked out Beecham over to Alkins from straight away. That one off the front iron. Smith with the rebound. Here is Cat Barber. Two-man game with Smith. Now he's working on C.J. Fair, and that one swatted away from C.J. Fair. Beautiful defense by the Bulls.
Oh, that was absolutely wonderful to see that C.J. Fair blocked the ball away, even though it's still with Greensboro.
Now, Ryan mentioned earlier that C.J. Fair playing some of the best ball in the G League in the Eastern Conference. He's been an absolute monster, both on the boards and just his defensive rotation effort. Here is Bradford, who just entered the game. He's not bashful. Fires for three. That one off the mark. Rebound by Alkins. Final minute of action, 32-24. Here's Kaiser Gates for three off the front iron. And Barford with the rebound. Here's Barford wasting no time, going right at the Windy City Bulls big men. Rebound handled by Smith. Goes back up. And one opportunity for the Greensboro Swarm. It's a big bucket there by Zach Smith. Smith with an early 4 points, has a chance for five, and can cut into this six-point lead. And he does. Five-point deficit for the Swarm. Bulls on top, 32-27, 42 seconds remaining. Bulls might try to go 2-for-1 here. Here's Alkins, kicks it over. Kaiser Gates rotates it over. Open three for V.J. Beecham. Yes, sir. That's a big one for V.J. Beecham. Lead swells back to 8.
Oh, good ball movement. Led to the wide open 3.
Kaiser Gates could have fired that one. Passed up a good shot for a better shot. 26 seconds left in the first quarter. 16 on the shot clock. Here is Roscoe Smith at the top of the key working on C.J. Fair. 35-27, Bulls on top. Here's a screen from Zach Smith. There's a pull-up jumper from Roscoe Smith. That one off the front iron. Wilder handles the rebound. 8 seconds left. Here comes Wilder across midcourt. Goes right at Smith. Great drive. Oh, that one bashed off the front of the backboard. And Barber's midcourt heave is to no avail. So the score heading into the second quarter, the Windy City Bulls on top of the Greensboro Swarm, 35-27. We'll be right back here on the Windy City Bulls Radio Network on SportstownChicago.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportstownChicago.com.
Welcome back to the Sears Center Arena here in Hoffman Estates as the Windy City Bulls are on top of the Greensboro Swarm, 35-27 as we are heading into the second quarter of action. I'm Derek Tate here with Ryan Fahey and Fidel Dominguez. Fidel, when we're taking a look at the box score here, Kaiser Gates didn't even start this game, but he leads the Windy City Bulls with 9 points.
Coming off the bench, that's a good start for him, and let's see if he can keep it going in the second quarter.
The Bulls are shooting red hot from downtown, 7 of 12 in that opening period, 58%. That's a little bit of home cooking here, Fidel.
Oh, yeah, because you always want to keep your three-point shooting up because that's how to win the game.
So Joe Cheeley and Dwayne Bacon accounted for 16 of the 27 points for the Greensboro Swarm. In particular, what did you see from Dwayne Bacon in that first period?
He loves to shoot the three, and that's his game. That is the three-point shot.
So here come the Bulls. They'll start with possession here in this second period. The Bulls actually on a two-game winning streak here in the Sears Center Arena and a five-game winning streak overall. Only the Stockton Kings have a five-game winning streak to go along with it. Here's Kaiser Gates, swings it over to the right angle. Here's Raleigh Alkins into the paint, goes right at Barford, gets his own miss. That one's swatted from behind, and here come the Swarm. Barford going right at two Windy City Bulls is cut off on the baseline by Kaiser Gates. 16 on the shot clock, Bulls on top, 35-27. Here's Cat Barber. Barber, foul line extended, kicks it back over to Wilkins at the top of the key. He's working on Beecham, tries to split the defense, and there's going to be a travel. That's a turnover on the Swarm.
You can't turn over the ball because that's how it derails a run for your team. You just can't do that.
Five turnovers so far for the Greensboro Swarm. They're actually a pretty clean team when it comes to taking care of the basketball, so Joe Wolf cannot be happy with four first quarter turnovers. Here's V.J. Beecham, fires for three. That one doesn't want to stay down, and Barford with the rebound. Barford brings it across midcourt. Here it is, Zach Smith, who had five first quarter points. Dribble handoff. Here's Cat Barber, a deep two. That one off the mark, kept alive by Roscoe Smith. Wilder with the rebound, brings it across midcourt, goes right at Wilkins, and finishes with a right-handed finger roll.
Seemed like when he got the half court, he turned on the jets and went straight to the hoop.
First points for Thomas Wilder. Bulls on top, 37-27, 10:45 remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Barford from the elbow and hits. That's a nice one there. Lead is back down to 8. 37-29. Bulls on top of the Swarm, looking for their sixth straight victory. Here's Alkins working on Barford. He's on the left block, kicks it back over to Farrakhan Hall. Now Wilder with 11 on the shot clock, working on Cat Barber, goes into the lane, a little bit of contact, and he'll go to the free throw line. And that foul is going to be on Cat Barber. Fidel, you got to like the aggressiveness there from the newly entered Thomas Wilder.
Yeah, because you got to be aggressive. You got to be aggressive in this league.
The Windy City Bulls shooting 70% from the free throw line on the season. So far in the first quarter from the charity stripe, they went 0 for 2. That was Alkins with both of his attempts. And they are 0 for 3 right now. Here is Wilder's second offering. And that one is knocked down. Goes 1 of 2 for that trip at the line. 9-point lead for the Bulls. Barber kicks it up to Barford. Top of the key goes to Roscoe Smith. Smith, dribble handoff, left foul line extended. Top of the key goes to Smith. Back over to Barber and a screen. Here goes Barber into the lane. And there's going to be a foul on Farrakhan Hall off the screen. What do you see on the movement from the offensive end for the Swarm?
They like to move the ball and get, like, screens. So, and it gets the defense very confused.
Here is Barber. His pass is intercepted. Gates up to Alkins. Alkins going right at Wilkins. Can't finish with the first attempt, but gets his own miss and finishes with the easy layup.
Good second chance opportunity by Riley Alkins, and that's what you need in this league, too, for Alkins.
Alkins gives the Bulls a 40-29 lead, 15 on the shot clock. Here's Wilkins' foul line extended on the far side, drops it down to the post. Here's Roscoe Smith. Gets V.J. Beecham with the pump fake and then finishes with the easy last touch. Bulls on top by 9, 40-31. 9:29 remaining in the second quarter. Here's Wilder, kicks it over to Gates. Now back over to Alkins. Alkins, the top of the key, swings it over. Here's foul line extended over to Hall in the corner, who drops it off to Kaiser Gates, goes straight up. That one is a goaltending on Zach Smith. Fidel, you got to love the ball movement from the Windy City Bulls.
Yeah, because you get, if you move the ball well, it gets the Swarm confused, and you can see by the score that the Swarm is really confused with the ball movement.
42-31, Bulls on top, 9:10 remaining. In the first half, here's Wilkins, drops it off to Barford. He fires for three. And that one is a big three there from the Greensboro Swarm. They're on top, or they're trailing 42-34. Wilder kicks it over. V.J. Beecham, a quick fire right off the screen and connects from downtown.
The screen gave him a wide open shot, and he took it right away.
45-34, 11-point lead for the Bulls. And Barford loses the handle, tries to go after the steal, and ends up coming up with Thomas Wilder's leg, so there's going to be a whistle. We're going to go ahead and see here, Fidel, if we're going to get a technical call. And it appears that there's going to be, and they're discussing it right now. The officials, Jenna Schroeder, Carlina Tobin, and Angelica Suffren. First all-female officiating crew here in the Sears Center Arena here in Hoffman Estates.
And guys, it looks like they're going to review to see if it's maybe any flagrant or anything that could be worthy of a technical here. So I personally didn't see anything that would have done it, but nice to be safe and sorry. But we'll check the monitor all right for our TV guys that, you know, they get the nice fancy stuff over here. But we'll check on it in a moment. But I personally, off initially, because everybody was in my way when it happened, so I didn't see if there could have been anything extra. I don't know about you guys, but
I didn't see anything extra there. I saw Jalen Barford trying to go for the ball. Originally, I think he just missed his spot and ended up wrapping his hands around a leg instead of a basketball there.
Yeah, that's probably what ended up happening. Was when you go for the ball and you missed it, he went for the legs on accident.
If anything, it's probably something where he knew that he caught his leg and tried to hold him up as opposed to just letting him go and possibly hitting the floor
hard. Trying to hurt him.
And it looks like we're going to get some clarification here in just a second as you are listening to the Windy City Bulls radio network here on SportsTownChicago.com. I'm Derek Tate here with Fidel Dominguez as well as Ryan Fahey.
Looks like they're actually going to give that as a flagrant one. So they got him on the flagrant after all. So it must have been something that I couldn't see in front of me with all the bodies in front. So it'll send Wilder to the free throw line here.
Jalen Barford having a quick discussion with one of the referees, trying to plead his case. Unfortunately, to no avail. There is no appeals in this circumstance. Wilder misses his first technical free throw attempt as the Bulls are still on top, 45-34, with 8 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. In the second period, Wilder knocks down one of two. Bulls on top by 12. VJ on the floor for the Windy City Bulls. VJ Beecham, Farrakhan Hall, Kaiser Gates, Raleigh Alkins, and Thomas Wilder. Bulls on top by 12, 46-34. 8:40 remaining in the second period. Wilder to inbound. He gets it into Farrakhan Hall. And here's Raleigh Alkins at the top of the key working on Barford. Nice spin move. He gets into trouble and turns it over. And here come the swarm on the break. Dawson, he drops it off. That one is a three-pointer, is knocked down by Tyler Nelson. Lead is back into single digits, 46-37. Bulls on top, 17 on the shot clock, and just over 8 minutes remaining in the second period. Here's VJ Beecham, he fires for three. That one just off the iron. Rebound goes to the swarm. Here's Barford. Barford, he fires for three. Yes, sir. That's the first one for Jalen Barford.
The momentum's starting to swing a little bit after that last possession.
46-40, Bulls on top. They just had a 12-point lead. It has been cut in half by two straight threes by the swarm. Beecham drops it over to Kaiser Gates. Dribble handoff to Wilder. Nine on the shot clock. 7:40 remaining in the third period. Alkins back over to Wilder. Wilder with four on the shot clock. Here's a corner three from Farrakhan Hall. Yes, sir. That's another three for the Windy City Bulls.
Nice little ball movement. Get it to Hall. And Hall shoots the three. There we go.
6 points for Farrakhan Hall. 49-40, Bulls on top. 7:20 remaining in the second period. Barford with 13 on the shot clock. Smith at the top of the key. Dribble handoff. That one to Dawson for three. Yes, sir. Another three. We have a three party going here, Fidel.
Oh, man, this is getting crazy.
49-43, Bulls on top by six. Just over the 7 minute mark here in the second period. Foul line extended. A screen by Gates. Gates working on the block. He kicks it over. Farrakhan Hall, another three. That one off the mark. Wilkins with the rebound. Here comes Barford working on Alkins. Got the switch with Farrakhan Hall. Here's Dawson for three. That one misses everything. But Zach Smith with another offensive rebound. Barford working on Farrakhan Hall. Nine on the shot clock. He fires for three. That one in and out. Alkins with the rebound. 49-43, Bulls on top by six. 6 minutes and 30 seconds remaining, and there's a timeout from Charlie Henry. So we'll go ahead and take a quick timeout. The Windy City Bulls on top of the Greensboro Swarm, 49-43. We'll be right back here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears.
On SportsTownChicago.com.
Welcome back to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network here on SportsTownChicago.com. I'm Derek Tate here with Fidel Dominguez and Ryan Fahey. Bulls on top, 49-43, 6:26 remaining in the opening quarter. Beecham turns it over, and that's going to be Wilson with the steal, or Nelson with the steal, excuse me, Onowaku. Oh, nice feed down to Smith, and he finishes for the easy layup.
Yeah, let the paint wide open, and Smith with the easy layup. Wow.
Bulls on top, 49-45, just over the six-minute mark. Here's Walt Lemon Jr., who just re-entered the game, kicks it out. C.J. Fair couldn't handle the pass, but saves the possession, 12 on the shot clock. Here's Sampson working on Bacon, goes to the crossover, can't finish. Onowaku with the rebound.
Got to finish those plays.
Here's Bacon in transition. Oh, beautiful spin move, and a left-handed finger roll is good.
Defense got lazy on the transition and led to the easy layup.
Leading scorer for the Swarm, Bacon with 12 points, 15 on the shot clock. Here is Walt Lemon Jr. with a two-point lead for the Bulls. Here's C.J. Fair, corner three, that one off the mark. Here comes Bacon and the Swarm, two on two on the fast break. Euro step goes Dwayne Bacon, way off the mark. Good defense from Beecham, who corrals the miss. Here's Walt Lemon Jr., two-point lead for the Bulls. Here is C.J. Fair driving left. It goes with the left-handed finger roll.
Seems like Coach Henry wanted a foul, but it's good with C.J. Fair got the shot off.
4 points for C.J. Fair. Four-point lead for the Bulls. Just over 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Here's Bacon working on Sampson. Drives to the right hand. Loses the handle. And there is the sixth turnover of the game for the Swarm.
Swarm's being a little too careless with the ball in this quarter. Six turnovers already.
12 points for Bacon. That is his first turnover of this contest. Bulls on top. 51-47 as we just hit the five-minute mark in the second period. C.J. Fair swings it over to Farrakhan Hall. Here's a two-man game between Walt Lemon Jr. and C.J. Fair. Another screen. Oh, nice drop-off pass to C.J. Fair, who finishes with a contested layup.
The screen drop. Let the pass to Fair, and Fair finished it.
6 points for C.J. Fair. Bulls on top by six, 53-47. And here is Nelson is stripped by C.J. Fair. C.J. Fair on the fast break and finishes with a one-handed dunk.
Nice little swipe by C.J. Fair and on the fast break and led to the easy dunk.
6 point run by the Bulls. All points by C.J. Fair. 55-47, Bulls on top with 4:18 remaining in the second quarter. Here is Nelson driving on Mulder, kicks it over. That's Dawson for three and off the mark. C.J. Fair with the rebound. Here's Sampson with 4 minutes remaining in the second period. Fair at the top of the key, goes at Smith, kicks it over. Farrakhan Hall, corner three. That one is blocked by Onowaku, and the rebound by Smith. Bacon over to Barford. Barford working on Lemon Jr., who kicks it over to Smith. Smith with a little baby hook in the lane, working on Farrakhan Hall, and it drops.
Well, Farrakhan Hall got worked on in the paint, and that's what happens when you get worked on.
55-49, 7 points for Zach Smith. In the first half, 6 point lead for the Bulls, 16 on the shot clock, 3:30 remaining in the quarter. Here's Sampson working on Dawson, a lot of contact, and he finishes through the body of Dawson.
It seems like Henry wants contact, but you're still getting the shot off, so, and you made it, so what's the problem?
No problem here, 8 point lead for the Bulls, 57-49, 3:17 remaining. Here's Dawson working on Hall, kicks it back to Onowaku. Top of the key goes Smith, dribble handoff. Nelson fires for three, and that one drops for the Swarm, and the lead is down to five.
Seems like that little toss led to the wide open three, and that's what happens when you're wide open.
57-52, here goes Walt Lemon Jr., collapses the defense, Mulder, corner three, that one just off the mark, Dawson with the rebound. 57-52, Bulls on top, 2:50 remaining in the first half. Here is a corner three from Nelson, that one just off the mark, Farrakhan Hall with the rebound. Lemon brings it across midcourt. He's working on Dawson, left wing. Here's a screen from Farrakhan Hall. Here's an 18-foot jumper from Walt Lemon Jr. That one off the mark, tipped by Farrakhan Hall. Here's C.J. Fair going right at Bacon with the left hand, no good. Onowaku with the rebound, and here come the Swarm. 2:20 remaining in the first half, 57-52, Bulls on top. Here's the leading scorer for the Swarm, Bacon with 12 points. He's working on Walt Lemon Jr. at the top of the key. Here's a pull-up jumper for Bacon, and that one drops.
Seems like he circled around the court and just wanted to go right into the lane.
3 point lead for the Bulls as we are now across the 2 minute mark here in the second period. Walt Lemon Jr. at the top of the key with 12 on the shot clock. Here's a screen from Farrakhan Hall. Mulder working on Bacon. Now here's a three from Walt Lemon Jr. That one off the mark. Going to Walker with the rebound. 57-54. 140 remaining. Bulls on top. Here's a high screen and roll. Bacon pulls up, trying to tie this one up, just off the mark. Dawson jumps out of bounds, saves it. Smith over to Nelson, and a timeout from Joe Wolf. That's going to be a 30-second timeout, so I believe we're going to go ahead and stay right here with you as you are listening to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network here on SportsTownChicago.com. I'm Derek Tate here with Fidel Dominguez and Brian Fahey. Three-point lead here for the Bulls. It's been a couple runs here, Fidel, where we thought the Bulls looked to be pulling away maybe, and then here come the Swarm in a hurry, and they just keep chipping away at this lead, and on this possession, they can actually tie this one up.
Yeah, absolutely, and this game is just getting really crazy. It's like the momentum goes one way, then the momentum goes another way. It goes in two different directions. It's just getting crazier and crazier by the minute.
You see great balanced scoring, though, from the Windy City Bulls, great ball movement. There's actually five different Windy City Bulls with more than 6 points.
Yeah, and that's what. And what you want is to spread the wealth. If you spread the wealth, it gives you more options to score. More options is what the Bulls want to do.
Well, they've done a very good job on Onowaku. We mentioned in the pregame show that Onowaku is an absolute double-double machine. I believe he's only got 5 rebounds here in the first half, as we're going to go ahead and go over to Trevor Foster for a sideline report.
Coach Henry's big complaint so far, guys, is the help defense right now. He wants them to get over the screens and switch faster. Look for that in the last minute and a half of this first half.
Thank you very much, Trevor. Now, Trevor brings up an interesting point because they have gotten a bunch of baskets going towards the cup. What do you think the Bulls need to do in order to cut off some of those easy baskets?
Be tighter defensively and be able to box the Swarm out.
There we go, and as the players re-enter the court, 1 minute and 30 seconds remaining in the second period. Bulls on top, 57-54, Swarm with possession. Bacon is going to go ahead and inbound the ball. He is the leading scorer for the Swarm with 14 points. Inbounds into Onowaku, and there goes Bacon. Beautiful two-handed slam.
Oh, wow. Just Bacon was left alone in the paint, and you saw what happened. He finished it right then and there.
1 point lead for the Bulls, 57-56. Just over a minute remaining in the second period. 12 on the shot clock. Here's Mulder, kicks it over. Farrakhan Hall, pump fake. Here's Mulder at the top of the key for three. Yes, sir. That's a big one for Michael Mulder.
Left Mulder wide open on the key, and he nailed the triple.
60-56. Bulls on top, just under a minute remaining in the first half. Joe Chile re-enters the game. Here comes Bacon going right at Fair. He's cut off. Drop in to Onowaku working on Farrakhan Hall. He's stripped. Here comes Walt Lemon Jr. 4-on-2 for the Bulls. Here comes Sampson, who finishes with a fast break dunk.
The turnover leads to Sampson throwing down.
6 point lead for the Bulls, 62-56. Here's a 3-pointer from Chile. That one is off the mark. Farrakhan Hall with the rebound. 28 seconds, 20 on the shot clock. Here comes Walt Lemon Jr. goes right at Nelson and finishes for the easy layup.
Yeah, went right at Nelson and just let him have it.
A 1 point lead all of a sudden has swelled back to 8, and here is likely the final possession of the first half. Joe Chile running out the clock. Here's 11 on the shot clock. Bulls on top, 64-56. Here's a high screen and roll from Onowaku. Chile picks up his dribble. Here's Dawson at the left angle, goes to the runner. That one is no good. And Farrakhan Hall gathers the rebound. And that'll do it for the first half here at the Sears Center Arena. The Bulls on top of the Greensboro Swarm, 64-56. Coming at you is the halftime show with Ryan Fahey and Aaron Sheely. We'll be right back here on the Windy City Bulls Radio Network as you are listening to SportsTownChicago.com.